450 free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And JJ.
You know, we're here on the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up has moved to day 30.
Wow.
Now, the possibility exists that Ian could get out as early as day 60, so we could be halfway there.
Yeah, well, I'm really not counting on any sort of leniency from the state, let's just say that.
Other than good time. Well, that's the good time.
Right.
The good time would result in him getting out of 60 days. I'm not counting on that crap either.
I expect that it may happen the way that you just said, obviously, and, you know, that's the way that things usually work, but as we found out here in Keene from our activism, the state does what they want, basically.
They do what they want, yep.
So.
They do what they want. So anyway, I'm hoping the best for him.
Certainly.
JJ, interesting story. The Republican debate was on last night.
Okay.
And you know how riveting that always is.
Right, yeah. What time was it?
I think it went from like 8 p.m. to 11 or something like that. I don't know exactly. It was on MSNBC, and, you know, MSNBC, really great hosts for the Republicans. They they love them. They had a stellar group of post-debate folks debating.
So you watched this, I take it, then?
I did watch.
Excellent.
I watched it. I recorded it so that I could see it. And, you know, Rachel Maddow, gracious as ever, always even-handed.
Right.
And Al Sharpton, you know.
It's surprising because I've always thought Rachel was more of a very, I guess, liberal type person. But, you know.
Well, she is.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
She is.
Excellent. We've established that.
So they, you know, basically it was, you know, more of the same. As far as the big winners and big losers, I think that an incident occurred on stage during a commercial break between Ron Paul and Rick Perry.
Why, yes, that's the only thing I know about this debate.
It's really the only thing worth taking away from here, frankly. There are pictures floating about the interwebs. Where apparently Rick Perry grabbed Ron Paul's arm and pointed his finger in his face. I would say it's difficult to know the angle and everything, but if you assume the finger is directly in front of his nose, you're talking about it being maybe 6 inches away.
That's awful close.
Yeah, that's, you know,
That's very rude.
I decided I would try this out on somebody bigger than I am, and I just to see what it was like to, you know, be in this position. To see whether this was truly invading space, and I was truly invading space.
Did he let you know?
Well, yeah, like I got that idea, but I think that he was of the understanding that we were kind of participating in this for experimental purposes. Yes, he let me know. They're not exactly sure what happened, but there were some certainly heated exchanges between Paul and Perry. These are both Texans.
Sure.
And Perry came out strong in the race. Ron Paul is one of the top tier runners, and you know, at this point in most polls, he comes in the top four. And Perry came out great guns because, well, frankly, nobody wants to vote for Bachman or Romney, so they're like, thank God,
yeah, right.
There's somebody here we can vote for. And turns out Rick Perry's really got a lot of skeletons in the closet. He used to be an Al Gore campaigner, which is not going to be very good for a Republican nominee. I mean, you just can't. You cannot excite the base for a guy that campaigned for Al Gore.
No, you can't.
I mean, in fact, that wasn't that long ago.
That's definitely an Achilles heel, as far as I'm concerned.
There's some quote by him that, you know, I'm going to keep the same principles, I'm just changing the letter behind my name.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so that's, you know.
Yeah, in fact, I've seen a lot of anti-Perry stuff coming out, and not just, obviously, from the Democrats, but also from Republicans and various people who call themselves Republicans or rhinos, whatever you want to call them. But the whole idea of Perry being the front runner is clearly a media phenomenon.
Yes.
It's clearly a constructed or
to some extent it's a name recognition phenomenon because nobody knew anything really about him until he, you know, came.
Well, yeah, I didn't. Why would we know his name? I mean, seriously, what has he done?
He's the Texas
memorable.
Governor. And
wait a minute, no. What has he done? It's memorable.
I understand, but basically, if you come from Florida, California, New York, or Texas, and you're the governor, you are the front runner as far as folks are concerned, because you're a large state governor. That's one of the things that Romney has. I mean, take a look at John Huntsman, used to be governor of Utah. Take a look at Gary Johnson, governor of New Mexico. Gary Johnson, highly qualified for the office, highly qualified for the Republican nomination. Can't get press at all.
He's not. You know why? Because he's not a team player, Paul. I almost called you Paul. He's not a team player, Mark. You know what?
This incident between Perry and Paul is just really something. Let me read here from IB Times. During the September 7 Republican debate, Ron Paul clashed with fellow Texas Rick Perry, Texan Rick Perry, once again. This time things got physical.
See, I take issue with that first statement. That Ron Paul clashed.
Yeah.
Now, anybody who's seen Ron Paul speaking, he might have some ideas that are profound and that are difficult for you to think about. But he doesn't clash.
Right.
He's not that kind of gentleman.
It's the term that this is how they like to
right, sensationalize
to this,
it.
Yeah, sensationalize the political debate. Perry and Paul were placed next to each other at the center of the Republican debate. During a commercial break, Perry walked up to Paul's podium, physically grabbed Paul's wrist, and pointed at Paul's face with his other hand. See the photo below. And it, in fact, shows a photo of just that.
Right.
Before the physical exchange, the war of words between Perry and Paul was perhaps even more heated. When Paul was asked if he supports getting rid of the minimum wage, the doctor briefly answered the question, he supports getting rid of it, and then launched into an attack against Perry. Perry criticized the governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, for Romney Care, but wrote a really fancy letter supporting Hillary Care, Paul said. So Paul, was dishing out the things, stating the obvious stuff. In response, Perry said he didn't know it was going to be the monstrosity that came to be known as Hillary Care. Speaking of letters, I was more interested in the one that you wrote to Ronald Reagan saying, I'm going to quit the party because of the things that you believe in, Perry said to Paul. In response to that, Paul said that he was one of the few congressmen to support Reagan in 1976. However, in the 80s, Reagan deviated from his ideas and spent too much money, said Paul. Later in the debate, Paul was asked about a letter his campaign wrote that accused Perry of at least 5 sins against conservatism. Paul zeroed in on the accusation that Perry tried to forcibly vaccinate 12-year-old girls against HPV by executive order. Perry, in his defense, said that there was an opt-out in the order. Rick Santorum, the former U.S. senator from Pennsylvania, also present in the debate, then countered that the order should have been opt-in instead of opt-out. So, I mean, this does go to show that Republicans really don't like this whole vaccination forced thing. And I certainly don't like it either.
Well, I don't like anything forced, I mean, let alone vaccinations.
Yeah.
But at the same time, sort of during the 2007 campaign, a lot of individuals had the idea that Ron Paul should be more on the offensive in the debates. And after, watching his early debate, with Giuliani and how he came back when Giuliani attacked him, that was definitely one of the
finest. Now, the attack was verbal at that point. I mean, nobody had grabbed Ron Paul up to this point.
Right, right. And so now we're seeing this new sort of phase of, the Ron Paul 2.0, basically, for presidential in modern times. And he's coming out swinging and definitely, I think, setting a tone for winning, as far as I can see.
I like the Ron Paul Ron Paul in this campaign much more than I like Ron Paul in 2008. It seems like Ron Paul's campaign is better than it was in 2008, too. This is really early to decide that, and
it's
I don't know
early.
The inner workings of the campaign. I certainly had my disputes with the way the 2008 campaign was run. I felt they did too much radio, not enough television. But, these are important things to know, because radio gets name recognition, but television breeds people's sort of their
it's the image.
Level. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's yeah, I know what you're saying. It's people definitely get comfortable seeing this person amongst others, and they look reputable. They have respectable sort of image about them, and the words that they say don't necessarily carry much weight. And that's kind of where I think the disconnect is between the real, quote-unquote, American voter and some idiot pulling a lever. is when you take a moment and you listen to what they're actually saying. Sure, anybody can look good in a suit coat and tie and have a bunch of bodyguards around them and look all important, but not everybody can say something that is profound and important.
Of substance, yes. This is, and Ron Paul can do that. Real quick, Rick Perry, spokesman, stated today that the two contenders were having a cordial conversation about border security, of all things, which is pretty ironic considering that Perry aggressively invaded Ron Paul's personal space, while Ron Paul diplomatically downplayed the incident, saying he did not even remember the exchange. Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute. with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
We all have a past, but the good news is we all have a future. Sad to say, many people get stuck in the past. Even worse than that, sometimes we can get stuck in one moment from our past. A time frame in our life where something happened that hurt us or wounded us or we did something that was wrong, and it's been a long time since it happened, but we're still stuck in that one moment. I want to encourage you today, if you're stuck, to make a decision to get unstuck. You know, God is standing by ready to help you. If you'll take that first step of faith, you'll find Him right there to lead you out of bondage into total, complete freedom. Don't live in the past. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live with Mark.
And JJ.
Live, 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to catch up on old shows, we've got archives for you completely free at archives.freetalklive.com, going back until 2006. First 7 days are right there on the front page, and other than that, you go to archives.freetalklive.com, get all those shows that you'd like for free. As far as I know, the only commercial radio program that gives away its archives for free. If you know of another, Love to hear about it, but I think that we're the only one. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where a rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can see it at Ruger.com. Get it at your local gun dealer. Let's go directly to the calls. Got Sophia in the UK. Sophia?
Hello. How are you?
What's happening? Great.
Right. Yeah. Last week I phoned in about this gypsy site in Essex in the southeast of England, which is actually owned by gypsies, but only half the homes built on it have government permission.
Mm-hmm.
And they were facing eviction.
This was the Dale Farm.
Yep. Well, Basildon Council, who are responsible for the eviction, have said evictions will start a week on Monday.
Hmm. Now, didn't the EU get involved in this in some way?
The UN did.
The UN did?
Yes. They said the eviction shouldn't go ahead.
But they're going to do it anyway.
No, yeah. They said they can go ahead, he said. Right?
The UN said it shouldn't go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Rabbi, who I think he was being a bit over the top, he equated this to Jews being evicted from their homes under the Third Reich. Well, yeah, I can see where he's going with that, but I think that's a little too emotional.
Well, gypsies were too. I mean, weren't gypsies rounded up just the same as Jews?
Well, not as many.
Yeah, right, well, there isn't as many gypsies.
Quantity is an issue.
Yeah, I mean, there were gypsies who died in the Holocaust that shouldn't be forgotten. I'm furious about this because I just feel that it's breaking the most holiest of holies, that a person's property is their own. Now, I did get into a discussion with someone about this the other day, and their natural response is that, oh, these gypsies are squatting, because that's often the case, that gypsies sort of move onto land and they squat. No, those who don't own the land are welcome to stay there. The owner of the land isn't the one who's complaining. It is the people who neighbor his land who are complaining.
You're always a neighbor, right?
Right, and so many times this happens to everybody in some situation, great or small, is that the neighbors feel that they own your property in some way, shape, or form. You know, I have to drive by that thing every day, and the way it looks bothers me or whatever.
Right.
You know, I don't like the color of their mailbox.
Exactly.
I mean, where does it all end? Is really what if the neighbors can complain about things going on in your property. And I understand when you're talking about loud noises or, things like that. But,
Well, I think what you're delineating between is pollution that spreads from one property to another and simply something that they don't like on your property. It doesn't affect them. It's not going to mean, the noise isn't going to carry over. If it's a mailbox they don't like that's painted wrong, or if the color of your house.
They don't throw away their garbage. They attract rats.
Right. I mean, even here in Keene, there's been issues about painting your house a certain color and whatnot. So
wasn't there a restaurant which painted
it? It was a restaurant,
painted its walls yellow. Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of the neighbors, this guy called Len Gidley, I think his name is, I mean, he said that his property is being devalued because of this gypsy site. Well, the gypsy site was there before he bought the property.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
And more have moved in, and this point is kind of, it speaks to people to some extent, because there's no doubt that a trashy property next to your property has some effect on your property value, but property value is kind of ethereal. And I have heard somebody say in real life that they felt that a black man walking down their street devalued their property. So,
people can say all sorts about what's devalued, what they reckon is devaluing their property. They can't actually prove it.
Right. I mean, that's what it boils down to. And maybe a gypsy would pay more for your property because it's right next door to a gypsy property. I mean, you don't know.
Well, I think
exactly.
If the property, if the gypsy property was there already And then they move. If someone goes in and buys a property, like the next mover comes in and says, "Oh, there's a gypsy property here, and there's a bunch of people." Well, if I look ahead to how things are going to be in 10 years, maybe when I want to sell it, or 20 years, and they don't factor that in, then they're just an idiot, and you can't repair idiocy. I'm sorry.
But one final point I'd like to make is that this is woken me up to the fact that there's no rule of law. Markets and other large corporations bully and bribe local councils to build on greenbelt land, and this is what people are saying is the issue with this site, that they built on greenbelt land when they shouldn't have. But as I've said, supermarket chains, you know,
they do bribe
and bully councils to build stores on greenbelt land,
yeah.
And yet people are complaining about a small bunch of gypsies building homes, and it's kind of like, sorry, don't you see the hypocrisy here?
Yeah,
absolutely. When it comes down to it, there's the money talks, and everybody else is just, you know, they have to get whatever they get out of the situation.
Well, why not? What is all the outrage for, like, the bankers that are fraudulently repossessing homes or fraudulently kicking people out and foreclosing? You know, why is there such an outcry over the gypsies being there and not those people who are clearly perpetrating so many wrongs on so many fronts?
I don't know if that's going on in Great Britain, but here in the United States, there's a lot of problems with the way that mortgages are being and foreclosures are being enacted, because there's a lot of bad mortgages where they're sort of fraudulently written.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, I mean, do you have gypsies in the United States?
Certainly.
Well, I guess,
and,
I mean,
and
there
and
are,
and
it's, the term means a couple of different things. There are people that, this ethnic group called Romani, I think is what the term is, and, you know, a lot of times they'll be involved in things like palm reading and stuff like that, and frankly, they don't move around that much. And there's certainly, there's a culture of retirees that move around in motorhomes and that kind of thing around the United States, so wouldn't they be gypsies too?
Yeah, I think we have, as you said, Mark, degrees of what you would call a gypsy. There are a lot of transient people who basically move from one area to another and engage in whatever sort of agorist business they have to make money and make ends meet, but then they're off to the next area. And there's, like, as you said, retirees, there's people who vacation, who just travel the United States. So, I mean, it depends on how you define gypsy. If you want to go by that ethnic group, then yes, I'm sure there's some of those of that ethnicity here.
I was also going to ask, is there much prejudice against them? Because here it seems to be the last acceptable form of racism is against gypsies.
I'd say that against the ethnic group, the Romani, I'd say that there is a level of racism, and people expect them to rip them off. So yes, I would say that that's the case. Sure. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Will gypsies rip you off?
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP, by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse, by the Lost Vegas, on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
we Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. The Lost Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you'd like. Free Talk Live is an interactive radio program, and we have an interactive website, freetalklive.com, where you can post stories and blog posts, pictures, whatever it is. I should say link. I think you can link to them. I think that's probably a better term. And people can vote up your entries, vote them down. You can do the same with other folks, and it all works real well. Go check out Free Talk Live. .com. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years, and you know, they're probably not the best things for your lungs. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. In fact, Vaporsmiths.com, a pack a day smoker will save about $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no more smell, no more secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. So you buy 40 cartomizers, you get a free starter kit, you get free shipping as long as you use coupon code FTL. Just call 855 to get vapor or go to vaporsmiths.com. 855 to get vapor, vaporsmiths.com. JJ, you know, this story with Ron Paul and Rick Perry just keeps on sticking with me here.
There's a lot to be said about this sort of situation. I mean, in the debate, you're expecting that the individuals involved are, you know, they're cordial. They have a way of speaking and a mannerism that shows how they would conduct themselves if they were the head of state. Now, I don't actually believe any of that. I mean, I believe it's just a dog and pony show. And then there is Ron Paul. So, but to some extent, what you see here between Perry and Paul, you know, do you really want Perry to be the guy negotiating with Pakistan when he goes over and he grabs the Pakistani PM by
right.
the hand?
This is such an ill-advised thing. I mean, you know, this was so threatening. Ron Paul's bodyguard steps up, prepared to put the Texas governor on his butt.
That's right.
This guy is on the stage at the Reagan National Library in front of probably 1,000 very interested Republicans.
Yeah.
And he decides to go and grab one of the presidential candidates.
Right.
I mean, this is weird behavior.
That's certainly not something most people teach their children. In fact, I think most people teach their children that you don't go around touching people unless it's acceptable in some format or some social circle. You don't just go up and grab someone and point a finger in their face and expect to have a good conversation.
You know, I think it's one thing to touch a man on his shoulder, to grab a hand, you know, do those things. Politicians do that stuff all the time, but this looked threatening as it could be. I think Ron Paul, maybe I'm wrong here. Ron Paul says he doesn't even remember the incident, but it could be he was speaking humbly.
Yeah, I know. I think that's definitely what he wants to say. When a bully comes up to you and pushes you around, the last thing you want to do is let that bully know he had some influence over you or some effect.
Yeah.
And I think, honestly, Ron Paul wasn't, scared. His bodyguard was standing right there in the picture.
He didn't have a chance to even get scared, frankly.
Right, right. And so I think this is definitely something worth noting in just future. Is this the first debate that Perry's been in?
I think this was his first debate. And he was so weird in this that I think that his star is on its way down. I think he's got his, his initial bump for getting in the campaign, and you'll often find that a candidate gets in the campaign and then they get to a peak and then they kind of drop down. He was weird looking in the whole thing. Like, he was smiling way too much in kind of a very fake fashion. And then he goes and practically gets into a bar fight on the stage. I
think he's the media darling, though. I think for some reason, maybe Fox News or some other, conglomerate news factory basically picked this guy out of a hat. You said he's a Texas governor, which does carry a lot of weight as far as the whole shenanigans of elections go. So, I think this is definitely a media-generated image that they're not going to let fade away anytime soon.
Yeah, and the Paul campaign came out with, or I should say the Campaign for Liberty, came out with, maybe it was the Paul campaign. Yeah, the Paul campaign came out with a statement about Rick Perry and his policies, and they've got a really great ad. Look, I do ads for a living. It's a really great ad.
Okay.
That basically pops a
Is it a picture or is it a
no, this
video?
This is a television ad.
Okay.
And I don't know where it's playing precisely. I don't watch that much television.
Right.
New Hampshire television to really be able to see this stuff. But, it outlines a lot of the things that they feel that Rick Perry was, not so great on. And I'd say that Perry's probably not going to be the front runner much after this. There's certainly going to be supporters of him.
Who is, other than Ron Paul? Let's take Ron Paul out because let's pretend we're the media for a second.
Okay.
We're mainstream
media. The media.
Well, we're the mainstream media, and we're being paid money to maintain the status quo. So we want a front runner.
Yes.
We can't have Ron Paul.
Okay.
We can't have Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson is, sadly, hasn't shown up more than 2% on any poll.
Okay.
I think that,
who's the next media idol that they're going to put out there to be elected?
They're still flirting with the idea of getting Sarah Palin in, but the day is getting late. I believe that the primary is in February, which means that the campaigning for the primary, the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary, that's going to start. I mean, it start in earnest right about now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many months do you think of campaigning, really matter? Because the campaign just keeps on pushing out. I feel like if you're not in it at this point, you're not going to get in it.
Right.
I mean, maybe Sarah Palin will try to get in it, but really, what is she going to do except split the vote between, she's going to take some of Bachman's votes, take some of Romney's votes, take some of Perry's votes. At this point, really, the top tier is, as it's been stated, Perry, Bachman, Romney, and Paul. Possibly Palin could get in. People keep on talking about Christie, but he's made it pretty clear he's not getting in.
Rush
Limbaugh wants
Marco
Rubio in.
This group of basically quote-unquote frontrunners just smacks of a desperate attempt by the media to create the next winner, create the next candidate, the next president. And they're failing miserably because maybe these, for whatever reason, these candidates lack that sort of connection or luster or whatever it is that they need to get that win. I don't see it happening.
well, somebody's going to get the win. This is the really unfortunate part about campaigns, is that one of these colostomy bags will win the election.
Sure.
The Republican, I should say, the Republican nomination. And it seems to me, if they, you know, the one that they pick is likely to have a very good chance of beating Barack Obama. I mean, this is about the weakest I've seen a president in their tenure. Anything can happen in a year's time. There's no doubt about it.
Certainly.
But I mean, you know, but catching Osama bin Laden wasn't it.
Right.
He's got to turn this economy around, and he hasn't shown any ability to do that.
No.
He's got to turn this economy around inside of a year, and he can't do it.
Yeah, in fact, I just, as I was doing laundry today, I overheard a news report in the laundromat talking about Fairpoint in the area laying off jobs, and then it just went down this list of all these places where jobs are going to be, you know, lost due to cutbacks and various employers. So it's like the job market is definitely not going to go up. It's not going to – there's nothing that Obama can do. There's literally
nothing.
Well,
there is stuff he can do, but I don't know if a year is enough time to get it done. 4 would have been it. He could have absolutely done something in 4 years.
They've already dumped money into public works projects. They've already dumped money into businesses that were failing. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. But what I'm looking at is you take the trend he's on, the trend of what he's been doing and what he has, what he's said he's going
to
do.
He'd have to cease to be the guy that he is.
Exactly.
And do something entirely different. But I don't even know if Ron Paul could turn this around in one. If he was God of the United States instead of president, I don't know if he could turn this around. In 1 year. I mean, it would be very, very difficult. Somebody, you know, I mean, even Ron Paul, who's investments are up 900% in the last decade or something.
Yeah.
It's an incredible number.
Yeah,
I mean,
think
this guy understands the economy and, you know, makes it work for him. But I, you know, to me, I guess the front runners are probably the 5 that I mentioned, Palin, Paul, Bachman, Perry, and Romney. And those, you know, the other 4 take votes from each other.
I mean, other than
I think that Paul.
I mean, other than Paul, the rest of them, as far as I'm concerned, couldn't win against Obama.
Their numbers tend to be pretty similar.
Imagine Bachman against Obama. That'd be hilarious.
Well, I think that all the candidates have certain weaknesses.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, SACL toll-free call in line. How can Ron Paul get the Republican nomination? What would it take?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend and your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American, so everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right, every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct, and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE, SACL toll free call in line. Here on Free Talk Live, the live Thursday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And JJ.
And give us a call, talk about what you'd like to talk about. We kind of talking about the Republican presidential debate, presidential nominee.
Intimidation.
Debate. Yeah. And Rick Perry getting in Ron Paul's face. Not exactly sure what happened. You know, neither one of them is making it really clear, but there's a really damning picture out there of Rick Perry sticking his finger right in Ron Paul's face while he has a hold of his arm. It's not, it doesn't look good.
No.
Frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving individuals were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Free State Project is a movement to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. That state is New Hampshire. And New Hampshire happens to have one of the first, it is the first primary, one of the first elections in the primary season.
So I just want to say this for all the listeners out there that just woke up and just heard the idea of Ron Paul. And now you're tuning in, you're listening to this show and other shows because you know this show has coverage of Ron Paul that you won't find in other places for some respects. And you're listening to this and you just heard about freestateproject.org. You see, that was me in 2007.
Yeah.
That was me. I was running the Greater Milwaukee meetup for Ron Paul, and I had about 150 people that signed up in this meetup to go out and hold signs and basically put the word of Ron Paul out there and just get the message out. But we only had about between 2 and 6 people show up for each event, and that was extremely frustrating for me.
Hmm.
So I came to New Hampshire.
This is Milwaukee.
Yes, this is Milwaukee with 1.5 million people in the general area in this meetup group.
You'd think it'd be a pretty big turnout in a city like that.
Now, I'm saying it's probably greater now, but my point is I came to New Hampshire because the activists who are doing things, the activists who are actually going out day by day and trying to change the world around them are here in New Hampshire. And that's why I moved here.
I'd say that that's true. The activists, they've been very successful since they've moved here. Most of the people that are willing to pick up and move are very dedicated. Dedicated people get things done. You put a lot of dedicated people in one state, you're going to see things happen. And that's what we've seen here in New Hampshire. We've seen a great deal of things happen. Certainly there's a little bump with the Tea Party movement. It was really a Republican year last year in 2010 as far as elections go. But there are more than 125 New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is basically an organization that was started about the time that New Hampshire was picked as the Free State Project. But I think it was started by both Free Staters and folks that are natives, right. Liberty lovers. And that organization has 125 people in the New Hampshire House that it endorses. That's an amazing amount.
Yes.
That's it's an amazing amount. And there's, as a result, you're seeing more liberty-oriented legislation going through, the ability to defend yourself on your property, and if your life is threatened. There was a bill that got, certain knives that were illegal made legal. You know, these are small steps, but let's not forget the most important aspect of this is that there is now a libertarian veto over the other laws. This is, frankly, all I was ever hoping for. If you can get a solid 30 or 40 people in the New Hampshire House, and I think we've got that are quite libertarian, then they can't slide through the egregious bills for either the Republicans or the Democrats.
Right.
And so if we can maintain that, move it forward, you're going to see that New Hampshire become progressively more free as time
goes by. Especially, obviously, my viewpoint's more of a voluntarist, more of an anarchist. I don't believe using the system will grant us exactly what we're looking for as far as liberty in our lifetime, blah, blah, blah. But I do see, as Mark puts it, he has a good argument for the whole defending yourself from the state. And there are certain individuals in the state house who are, vetoing or at least trying to minimize the damage that the state can do. And at the same time, you have other fronts of activism going on. You have people that are going into the courts and making sure that we can record what's going on and that are always recording the police to make sure that the police are accustomed to having cameras thrown in their face. And they're not going to arrest people for stupid things like recording them. So there is a lot of street action going on that covers, various areas of New Hampshire. There's a lot of fronts for whatever your ideas are.
The more things that the more people that move, the more things that happen, and
exactly.
The closer we're going to get. It doesn't matter to me whether what kind of activism folks do, as long as it's effective.
Sure.
If I think it's ineffective, I'm certainly going to spread the word. It's not like there's not going to be mistakes here. But frankly, how many mistakes for liberty are being made in your state?
Exactly.
If you live in one of those other 49 states, what kind of mistakes are being made for liberty?
Right.
And the answer is not very darn many.
No.
Obviously mistakes, if anyone's ever seen a child grow, there are mistakes made as time goes by. This is not a project to have liberty in the next 5 years. It's a project to have liberty in your lifetime.
Right.
It took a long time to grow the state to the size that it is, and it's going to take a long time to ungrow it, to cut the heads off of the Hydra.
Yep.
New Hampshire is the best place to start, being the freest of the states, according to the Mercatus Center study. Two of them, actually. That's number one in both cases. So come join us at the Free State Project, the freestateproject.org. JJ,
yes.
Drug war. Seems like there's some interesting news on that front.
Indeed. This story comes out of rawstory.com. As cartels rapidly expand in U.S. cities, authorities confront futility of drug arrests. America's war on drugs is virtually lost on all fronts.
Of course, we've been confronting the futility of the drug war for decades.
Yes.
But, go ahead.
Story goes on. Illicit drug use is increasing. Drug cartels are growing stronger, and enforcement is becoming less effective. And the government is well aware of all this, according to documents released this week. In three separate releases this week, a drug threat assessment by the Department of Justice, a national survey of drug use patterns, and a leaked U.S. Customs memo, a bleak picture is painted on the nation's longest war. The DOJ assessment is perhaps the most striking. It claims that brutally violent Mexican drug cartels have now set up shop in over 1,000 U.S. cities.
1,000 U.S. 1, cities?
1,000. That's right. Up from just 230 cities mentioned in a 2009 DOJ assessment.
JJ, hold on just one second. I want to go to this call here. Eddie in Washington, D.C. Eddie?
Hey, guys. How are y'all tonight?
All's doing
all right. Is this Eddie Free?
It is.
Awesome.
I'll see you guys Monday. In fact, after the Liberty Fest in New York City Saturday.
Looking forward to it. What do you want to talk about, Eddie?
Well, you know, y'all mentioned Rick Perry. You know, I'm from Texas, and I'm really familiar with Rick Perry. I just want to, you know, and I'm sure you guys know about, you know, his past with the Trans Texas Cougar. I'm not sure if some of the listeners do, but several years ago, he had tried to, you know, pass using eminent domain to pass legislation, or no time legislation. He tried to force a 4-mile-wide superhighway.
How wide?
Straight through Texas.
How wide?
A quarter mile wide.
Okay, quarter mile wide. All right. I wondered how long the super corridor was supposed to be like planes, trains, automobiles. I mean, everything, pipelines, the whole deal through the center of the country. I've been told about. And frankly, it seems like a good idea if you're playing like Sims or Civilization or something like that to put this kind of infrastructure in. But what you forget is this is people's property that you're taking from them, and they may or may not want to give it up.
Right.
It's businesses. It's ranches. It's farmers. It's family plots, family graveyards, and that's. And I, when this was going on, I was so outraged by it. We actually forced them into having to do an environmental impact study. It was a 1970s law, and we forced them to have to listen to all of the residents of the town cities that they were basically going to cave over, and we effectively stopped them.
And, you know, this is, Rick Perry really is just a big government guy all along, but somehow or another has managed to, you know, change his rhetoric for the election into, gotta get rid of the Federal Reserve and, you know, Social Security and all that stuff. He's trying to hit on touchstones for Republicans, but I just don't think once they start finding out about the kind of stuff he does as governor that they're going to be able to go for it. You know, the executions, which they applauded, 110
wasn't it?
Some ridiculous number that Texas has had, can only go so far.
Well, that's right, but, you know, I guess. I mean, but, you know, there was still, I mean, he won the governorship again, even after what he passed, or even after he tried to, you know, run the Trans-Texas Corridor through. You know, it only took a couple of years later, and he was still elected back into office.
But he's not an incumbent now, and this is one of the issues is that a lot of people will vote Republican because they don't feel like they can vote the Democrat. But at this point, you know, they've got to make a decision which Republican they want in the primary. So it's a different story. Eddie, did you have anything else?
No, that's it.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org. You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vapersmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vapersmiths.com.